This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Cavaliers, as we said, they're decked out in their white uniforms. They have the blue numerals, the red and blue trim. They will be heading from left to right or to the west basket as we have the tip-off controlled by the Piesaw Birds. It will be Riley Smith bringing the ball down to the left wing. She'll skip pass over to Durham. Durham goes inside to Hopkins, almost lost it, gets it back to Durham for three. Too long, too strong. Cavaliers come away with the rebound. Jill Staten will bring it down on the dribble, and the Cavies will set up their offense. Looking to the corner was Gracie Reels. She couldn't find anybody there, so she takes it on the dribble out top, then gives it off to Corin Stewart. Stewart's shot is blocked. Rebound goes to Deneve. Foul going to be called on the Piesaw Birds. They'll call that foul on Corey Hopkins. She'll pick up her first just underway here, 20 or 35 seconds into the game. They'll throw the inbounds pass into Sturt. She has it poked away by Durham. Durham then loses her balance as Seal picks up the ball. She'll take it inside. They'll turn it over as the Piesaw Birds poke check the ball away. Smith with the ball on the left wing. She'll bring it up top. They'll set up a high post with Annie Gallagher. Working low is Hopkins. She gets the ball, spins to the basket, off the glass, comes up short. On the rebound is Stewart. Corin's going to bring the ball down. As we've played a minute, we're still scoreless. She'll leave it off for Staten. Jill will survey the situation. She's got a double low post on the blocks. She'll spin, lose control of the ball. Turnover number two on CHS. Back go the Piesaw Birds. Durham with the ball gives off to Hopkins. Hopkins will go out between the circles and play point guard. She's being guarded by Reels. Reels reaches in, gets a piece of the ball. Hopkins recovers, gives it off to Gallagher. Gallagher will give it back to Hopkins, who picks up the dribble, skip pass over to Durham on the right wing. She can't find any way to drive into the lane, so she'll kick it back up top to Hopkins. Hopkins being guarded by Reels, tries to spin to the lane. Now she'll give off to Smith for three. Off the front iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Reels comes down with it. She heads down the floor, sees an opening, goes to the hole, has her shot blocked. She'll go to the floor, back the other way. Foul going to be called on Aaron Seal. Seal gets caught with her hand in the cookie jar. Personal foul number one on the 5'5 junior. Almost 2 minutes into this one, neither team has scored. Smith with the ball on the dribble. She'll bring it down and then give it off to Hopkins. Hopkins now across midcourt on a dribble drive. She'll give to Smith. Back to Gallagher, to Smith for three. Too long, too strong. Fighting for the rebound. Going to be a foul called against the Cavaliers, reaching over the top for the rebound. This one is going to go against Corin Stewart. For Corin, her first. For the Cavaliers, their second. Piesaw Birds will inbound under the basket. They'll give to Hopkins, who gives to Durham. Durham shuffles those feet, trying to get set for the jump shot. Turnover number one on the green and gold.
Well, Gary, if the first 216 is the indication, 27 might be too high for the night.
Indeed. Decent defense, poor shooting, and turnovers. That's what we've had here in the early going. Deneve with the ball at the head of the key. She'll kick it over to Reels on the wing. Reels will snap it up top to Staten. Staten on the drive gives off to Reels. Reels to the free throw line. She'll stop, pop. It'll roll around. Won't go down. But coming up the rebound is Aaron Seal. Seal has the ball poked out of bounds. It's off the Piesaw Birds. It'll be CHS ball. 5:19 to go. Quarter number one. Still scoreless. Corin Sturt will be the trigger person. She'll take it out on the baseline, near the corner of the floor than the basket. She'll get it in over there to Aaron Seal for three. Bottom of the net. Aaron Seal says, there's no seal on that basket. Just give me the ball. I'll pop a three. And it's 3-0 Cavaliers with the early lead. Smith brings the ball down on the right side. She'll kick it back up top. They'll try to go into Gallagher. Force the pass. Deneve got a hand on it. Good wraparound defense there by Sarah Deneve. Cavaliers with the ball and a three-point lead. Stewart on the dribble over on the left wing. She's going to try to go baseline. Then she'll peel the ball back to Deneve. Deneve's shot, no good. Going to be a foul called. I believe this is going to go against Stewart. as she was trying to fight around Bullion to get to the ball. She's going to get called on her second foul. So Corin Sturt's going to have a seat, and that means that Elise Baker, the 5'10 senior, will come into the lineup for the Cavaliers. Addie Green enters the lineup for the Pisaw Birds as Durham will have a seat. So Green with the ball will set the offense up. She's being guarded by Deneve. She'll leave it off there for Hopkins. Hopkins back to Green, up to Smith from the head of the key. Nope. There's going to be a blocking foul called on the Pisaw Birds. An illegal pick. And this is going to go, I believe, against Annie Gallagher. These officials are calling it rather closely as far as the illegal picks and the reaching and the shoving. They're not letting the ladies get away with much here in the early going. As we approach the four-minute mark, 3-0 is our score. Cavaliers with the lead and the ball. They'll bring it up top to Staten. Staten tries to drive the right side of the lane, then leaves it out there for Aaron Seal for three. This one's no good. Fighting for the rebound, Bullion thought she had it. It went off of her, however, and it'll be Cavaliers' ball.
You know, Gary, from an officiating standpoint, I'd much rather like to see the officials start calling it tight and then loosen it as the game goes along, because doing it the other way don't work.
Well, you can loosen it up. If you don't, you can lose it.
That's
if you
exactly
start the
right.
other way. So this, I think, even though both coaches want to have all their starters in there, it'll be Seal driving the baseline and going to be a push-off foul. Seal had a bit of a forearm to create some space, and then when she went baseline, foul is going to go against the Pisaw Birds, Addie Green. I pushed you. It's okay. You pushed me. That's not okay. That's the way I always played. In any event, the Cavaliers get the ball inbounds to Staten in the corner. She's got a three in her pocket. Up, it comes up short. Hopkins comes away with the rebound. Bullion's out ahead of the pack, chasing her as Staten. Bullion gets there, gets the shot to go. Josie Bullion has the first 2 points for the Pisaw Birds. It's 3-2, Cavaliers 3-3-3 on the first quarter clock. With the ball is Aaron Seal. She'll go off to Gracie Reels. Reels going to drive into that lane. Lost control of it. It goes over to the Pisaw Birds. Hopkins brings it down 3-on-3 to Smith over on the left side. Back up top to Green. She'll back it out and set the offense up. They'll go with a double high post. Bullion will now cross over and become the point guard. They'll swing it to her and reverse back to Hopkins. Hopkins goes across the lane. Off the glass. No good. Reels comes up with another rebound. Gracie Reels is listed at 5'8", but she plays a lot taller under the basket. Does her job getting the rebounds, did so there. Inside 3 minutes we go, 3-2 Cavies. Cavaliers have the ball. Reels with the ball over at the free throw line extended on the left side. She'll try to get the ball down in the corner to Seal. Thought about driving baseline. Instead, she'll go to Baker. Baker spins, nothing's there, so she'll kick it back out top to State. Staten being guarded by Smith. She's going to force the issue. Take it to the hole. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound. Going to be a push-off foul as somebody was using the forearm, and that's a no-no. Who are they going to catch there? Jill Staten is going to pick up the foul, and Coach Deneve is going to have to go deeper into his bench than I think he really wanted to at this time. Sarah Deneve, however, getting pretty much a break she normally gets about 6 or 7 minutes into the game, as they will bring Haley Wills, the 5'10 senior, into the lineup. Green will set the offense for the Pisaw Birds, who trail by one. She'll get it to Gallagher, who'll switch it off to Smith. Smith from the elbow on the right side comes up short. Ball almost went out of bounds. It was saved, and Hopkins puts it back up and in. A good save there by Gallagher on the baseline. Got the ball to Hopkins. Her shot drops, and the Pisaw Birds have their first lead, 4-3. We approach the 2-minute mark of the first quarter. Baker with the ball gets the ball over to Wills. Haley holds it, waiting for Reels. Reels comes, get the ball, being guarded by Bullion. She spins her off, gets to the basket. Her shot will not go. They'll fight for the rebound. It's Staten who'll stop and pop from 10, and she's going to be fouled by Hopkins. Corey Hopkins, the 5'11 junior, will pick up her second foul. So Hopkins is going to have a seat. Natalie Keith is going to come into the lineup. Sarah Deneve is ready to re-enter. But first things first, Jill Staten's got to shoot the first of two free throws. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She'll buy it. Jill Staten, a 5'8 sophomore. But as a sophomore, I would say she is a seasoned veteran. Got a lot of playing time last year and is a spark plug on this Cavalier team. Second free throw is up and good for Staten. The 5'8 sophomore has 2 points. It's 5-4. The lead goes back over to the Cavaliers. We're down to the final 100 seconds of the first quarter. Smith goes up top to Keith. Keith skip pass over to Smith into the corner to Green. Green wants to get the ball inside. She forced the issue, and the Piasaw Birds give it up as the Cavies, with a good pinching defense, close down that low post and take the ball back. 1-2-3 showing on the first quarter clock. Seal with the ball. She'll go up top to Staten. Thought about driving. Instead, she'll back out and give the ball to Seal. Now Staten will replace her in the corner. Trying to go inside to Wills. Wills loses the ball. No. Going to be a foul called inside there. I believe that's going to go on Keith as she and Wills got tangled up. It will be Natalie Keith getting her first foul on the Piasaw Birds. That will be their fifth. Reels re-enters the lineup as Staten gets a break with 1:09 to go here in the first quarter. Seal will inbound under her own basket. She looks and finds Baker, who gives it off to Deneve just back in the game. Now back down in the corner to Seal. She'll bring it out on a couple of dribbles, gets a screen from Baker, goes into the lane, spins down the side of the lane. It's not there. She'll kick it out to Reels. Oh, she thought about that three, then decided to drive. It's not there. Closed off. They'll reverse back to the other side to Seal. Seal stop and pop from 14. It won't go. Deneve with an outstanding offensive rebound. Sarah Deneve anticipated where that ball was coming down. She got there first. She got the putback. Give her two. Give the Cavaliers a 7-4 lead as we hit the final 30 seconds of the first quarter. Green with the ball up top over to Bullion. They'll go into Gallagher. Gallagher to Keith. She'll fire from the elbow. It won't go. There to get the rebound is Baker. 20 seconds to go. Cavies leading by three. We'll slow things down and work for the last shot. They're headed to the west end. Coach Deneve is barking out instructions on the east end, and I think the people in Bunker Hill could hear those instructions. They'll go to Deneve as her baseline drive will not go. It's Smith who's going to pull up just inside the half-court line for three. It's no good as it comes up short. We come to the end of the first quarter. The Carlinville Cavaliers 7, the Southwestern Piasaw Birds 4. Back after these messages on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, Tim Mize alongside. First quarter's in the books of the girls' championship game, and the top-seeded Carlinville Cavaliers have a 7-4 lead. They will get the ball to start the second quarter. On to the right wing it goes to Gracie Reels. She's going to penetrate into the lane, stop and pop from 10. It goes up strong. Reels going to be bumping on the rebound, and she's going to get called for her first foul. Following her shot, but there was a Piasaw Bird who got in the way. Baker will have a seat for the Cavaliers as Aaron Seal will re-enter the lineup. Piasaw Birds trailing by three will walk the ball down the floor. Riley Smith will do the honors. Over on the one post is Natalie Keith, and the other is Annie Gallagher. Gallagher now goes to a low post as Green drives the baseline off the glass. No, shot never got up there. As Green went to the floor, good defense by the Cavaliers. No foul called. That means no foul committed. On the other hand, Reels misses the shot, goes under the basket somehow or another, came up with her own rebound. Now as Gallagher comes up with a rebound, foul going to be called against. I believe this will go against Haley Wills. That'll be the 16th foul against CHS. The Piasaw Birds have five. Addie Green will inbound at the 7:08 mark of quarter number two. Piasaw Birds still setting on those 4 points. A low-scoring affair, to say the least. Smith kicks it out to Bullion, left wing for three. Bottom of the net. Josie Bullion with a big three for the green and gold, and it ties this game up 7-7. Staten's going to spin into the lane. She'll go to the basket. It'll crawl over the top and go in. Jill Staten had just enough spin on that ball that it climbed over the front edge. Staten has four, and now the Cavaliers have a 9-7 lead. Green trying to get the ball into Gallagher. She's double-teamed as soon as she gets hold of the ball. Doing a good job of wrapping around is Haley Wills over on the defensive side. Now they'll go the opposite way to Gallagher. She'll spin and take it to the basket. Annie with her first 2 points. Ties this one up 9-9 as we approach the 6-minute mark of the second quarter. Staten on the dribble heads over to the left side. She'll give it off to Reels. They'll do a little dribble weave as it goes into the hands of Aaron Seal. Seal is going to try to work on Smith into the lane. That won't work. And Coach Deneve says, I think I need a timeout. As he takes a timeout, 6 minutes to go till halftime. 9-9 is our score. We'll come back for more on WSMI. Not much scoring, Tim Mize, but you have to say a very well-played game.
About what we expected, honestly. When these two teams get together, points will be at a premium, which means, you know, if you have three or four turnovers, that's like maybe 10 or 12 turnovers in a normal possession game.
And now the Cavaliers will inbound on the side court, near midcourt, with 6 minutes showing on the second quarter clock. Ball comes in to Staten. Staten goes right down the lane as her shot comes up short, but she comes up with her own rebound and the putback. That's what you call determination by the 5'8 sophomore. Staten now with 6 points. Cavaliers with a two-point lead. Paisaw Birds passing the ball around the perimeter. Now Smith from the head of the key. It's good for two. Riley Smith just inside the three-point line. Ties this one up 11-11. Staten with the ball will walk it across midcourt. Baker and Deneve provide a double high post, one on each elbow. Now Deneve will head over to the corner and get the pass. She's looking inside as she dribbles back up top. They'll reverse the ball back to Reels over here on the right side. Reels gets a screen from Baker. She'll screen and then roll. Not open there, so they'll go around the perimeter again. Staten now baseline over on the left side. Opening at there comes up, and she takes advantage of it. Can't get the shot to go. Bullion comes away with a rebound. Deneve back on defense. Good job there shutting down the fast break. Sarah Deneve got back and did what she had to do, keep the Birds from penetrating. 11-11, Smith with the ball over on the right side. Up top to Gallagher for a long three. Reaching in for the rebound, I believe they're going to get Bullion coming in from behind. Yes, the foul will indeed go against Josie Bullion. That'll be her first. That'll be the sixth team foul against the Paisaw Birds. Each team with 16 fouls. As now we'll have Haley Wills coming back into the ball game, and it looks like Morgan Durham will replace Green in the Paisaw Bird lineup. So Baker and Wills and Deneve give the Cavaliers three forward center types to go along with Aaron Seal and Gracie Reels. Gracie Reels, I think you can put her in any subject. She's a guard, she's a forward, she's a center. She can do anything and everything. She'll go to the basket now. And a nice dump off pass for Baker. Give Baker the 2 points.
Gary, the best way to describe Gracie Reels, she's an athlete.
Amen. Give Reels an outstanding assist on that play as the Cavaliers have a 13-11 lead. Bullion with the ball in the corner, up to Smith for three. That one was way strong, hit off the glass, goes back over to the opposite side, going to be a jump ball called. The arrow will favor the Paisaw Birds. Halfway through quarter number two, Wills will have a seat. She'll be replaced by Corin Sturt. As the arrow, we said, favors the Paisaw Birds, Hopkins going to replace Natalie Keith in the green and gold lineup as Bullion. Hands on her hips, she's trying to catch her breath and going hard up and down the floor. Inbounds pass comes into Hopkins. Hopkins wants to drive against Deneve. She'll spin, go to the basket, and it's good. Corey Hopkins with a good power move. She spun to the hole with authority, took the defender with her. We're knotted at 13, back the other way. Stewart on a drive, gives it off to Deneve. Deneve tries the same move. It goes a little long, a little strong. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the green and gold. Coach Woolley pleading for the call that it should be Southwestern ball out of bounds, but it's falling on deaf ears.
Steve's one of those guys, Gary. He's worth the price of admission just to watch him coach the sidelines.
Inbounds pass comes in to Deneve, then over to Staten. Staten holds the ball high over her head. She'll dish it off to Seal. Steele going into Reels. Reels backed in. Both of them go on the floor, and as the ball is touched by Durham, Durham is laying half inbounds, half out of bounds, so the Cavaliers get the ball. Two good non-calls right there, I'd say.
That's right.
Letting them play, and as we said, it's no longer and never has been a non-contact sport. Some people just had that misconception. A missed shot by the Cavaliers is peeled off the boards by Morgan Durham. Durham gives to Hopkins. She'll pop and top, stop and pop, easy for you to say, from 14. It won't go, and the Cavies come back with the ball. Staten brings the ball up. Cavaliers looking to see if they can't retake the lead. We're knotted at 13 as Staten goes into the lane, has the ball poked away by Bullion. She's able to go into the backcourt and get it. No penalty, no turnover. Jill brings the ball up and gets a screen from Stewart, who goes to the basket. Ball is deflected. Oh, they're going to say the Piesaw Birds didn't touch that pass as it went down the lane and out of bounds for turnover number three on CHS. 2:54 to go for the half. 13-13. It was 7-4 Carlinville after one. It's 13-13 here with 2:45 to go till half. Smith on the dribble over to the right side. Oh, beautiful lead pass there for Hopkins as she simply led her to the basket. Hopkins sealed off the defender, went to the hole, picked up the 2 points. Give her 4 in the quarter, 6 in the game for Hopkins. Piesaw Birds with a 15-13 lead. On the shot and in for 3 as Corin Sturt gets bottom of the net. Outstanding shot there. She simply stepped back and said, I got the room, I got the time, I got the shot. That turns the game back into a 16-15 lead for the Cavaliers. And I think we're going to have another illegal pick. They're going to call it on Green, number 4. That'll be Josie Bullion.
That's the special of the day.
Yeah. That's the 7th team foul, but it was a player or team control foul, so there being no free throws. Bullion with those 2 fouls, she's going to set down as Addie Green will come back in for her. Clock starts as the Cavs bring the ball down, leading by 1, 16-15. With the ball over on the right wing is Erin Seal. She'll go back up top to Deneve. Deneve to Stewart. Stewart with a shot that will not go. That little underhand hook won't go, but she'll go to the free throw line as she was hacked in the act. They'll call that foul against Durham, and Durham will pick up her first. Corin Sturt to the free throw line. The lefty going to eye the first, try the first, and buy the first. A nice, concise form there for Corin Sturt. She'll get another one. She'll take 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Bends those knees, eyes it again, tries it again, can't buy it. It almost went out of bounds. Deneve saved it, and a blocking foul going to be called against Staten. She was looking for the charge, and I guess she wasn't set or she didn't give the dribbler enough space.
That was bang, bang.
It's a 50-50 call, and I'm glad I didn't bet on that one.
It's the hardest call in any sport for any official to make, Gary, the block charge. In real time, it's just, to me, it's always impossible to tell.
And to the free throw line will go Addie Green as she will shoot the 1-1 as Staten will have a seat with those 2 fouls. So Staten has 2 and Stewart has 2 for the Cavaliers. Hopkins has 2 and Bullion has 2 for the Piesaw Birds. Green ready to shoot the first of a 1-1 as the Piesaw Birds trail by 2. They still trail by 2. Fighting for the ball. There's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hands. Got to be a jump ball. This time the arrow will favor the Cavaliers, so Carlinville will get the ball with 1:49 to go till the half. They're up 17-15. Reels will toss it in to Erin Seal, and Erin will bring the ball across midcourt. She'll give it over to Gracie over on the right wing. Gracie's looking inside for Baker cutting low. That opens up the lane. Reels thought about driving through it. Instead, she'll kick it over on the corner to Seal. Seal looking to get the ball back inside to Wills. Wills with a nice turnaround jumper will not go. Hopkins comes away with a rebound. 1, 2, 3 showing on the second quarter clock. Smith with the ball. A little fumbled pass there to Hopkins. Reels tries to get a piece of it. She cannot as Hopkins controls the ball. 1:10 and counting. Inside pass goes to Hopkins, and Reels going to get caught for the foul as Hopkins just simply bullied her way into the basket. Reels wasn't set. Gracie will get personal foul number 2. Beginning to think it may come down to who has who on the floor at the end of the game, Tim.
A war of attrition, perhaps.
Hopkins makes the first free throw, and that draws the Piesaw Birds to within 1.
Well, the other part of that, Gary, is perhaps a team that shoots better from the foul line in this type of game.
This is true. Hopkins gets ready for her second free throw. She has 5 in the quarter, 7 in the game, looking for number 8. She found it. 8 points for Hopkins. We're knotted at 17. 1:05 to go here in the first half. with the ball, Aaron Seal. She'll kick it out top to Stewart. Corrin going to set the offense up. She wants Staten to set a screen down low. Now everybody heads out to a corner. Playing a little do-si-do here now as Deneve goes into one corner. Reels comes into the other corner. The lane is wide open. Stewart, I think, would like to drive, but she's going to be very patient because the Cavaliers, I think, with 40 seconds to go, they're going to sit there and wait for the last shot of the half. Stewart, with a smile on her face, is watching the clock and watching the defender. Durham kind of eases out towards her, but still not being closely guarded. So Stewart looks up. She checks the clock at the other end just to see if it is the same as the one at this end. We're down inside 20 seconds. Stewart still continuing to dribble. To 15 seconds we go. Stewart out near the midcourt circle. Now she's going to drive down the lane. She'll spin on Durham. She'll go to the hole. Her shot is missed, but she gets it right back. It comes in to Reels inside. It's going to be picked away off to Smith for three. Nope, Smith can't get the shot off. And that's the way the first half ends, as Southwestern and Carlinville are tied at 17 after two quarters of play here at Staunton High School in the championship game of the girls Macoupin County Tournament. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Let's go ahead and do 2 minutes worth, 2 minutes worth. Our producer back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Tim Mize up here on the top row at Staunton High School. We have come to halftime. The Southwestern Piasaw Birds and the Carlinville Cavaliers knotted at 17. The Piasaw Birds have 17 county titles under their belt. The Carlinville Cavaliers have 9 county titles under their belt. These two teams out here on the floor warming up for the second half will all tell you the same thing. We really don't care. All that is important is the here and the now. And as a result, we are... Come on. Come on over. Put the headphones on for a second. We got a minute.
Just giving you some stuff.
There you go. Slap those on your head real quick, Steve.
What am I doing?
Just slap them on there. We'll see what happens. Old buddy of mine from way back when, Steve Allen. Steve, you give me some information here. Give the listening audience an idea. What are you here for tonight? I know to watch some good basketball, but what else?
Great basketball.
Yes, it is.
I expect that. What an iconic gym. I've never been here. This is when you hear the crowd roar, it's a great gym.
It is.
It's wonderful.
It is. And what are we going to have going on here?
The IBCA, for a long time, we're closing in on 50 years of existence, have always honored individuals, Coaches of the Year, Hall of Fame, and we decided that we needed to honor all of the volunteers and all the long-running organizations as well. And that's what we're here. The Macoupin County Tournament is one of three organizations of the year for 2020.
They have, of course, had this tournament for a long time. For the boys, the 102nd. And a presentation going to be made between the two games, I understand.
Yes, pick out the guy that's odd in this group, Coach Lofka, Coach Woolley, and Coach Wilson. I'll be the odd duck in this one.
Well, I just mentioned when we talked about them earlier, how many wins between those two or those three guys, huh?
Well, my math's not very good, but I'll do that later.
There you go. Well, Steve, I wish we could visit longer with you, but we got the Cavaliers and the Piasaw Birds. They're wanting to take hold of this second half and see if one of the two can come up with a county championship. Hang on for just a second here if you like. I'll let you throw your 2 cents worth in
you
want.
No.
Here we go. It'll be the Piasaw Birds ball to start the second half. We're knotted at 17. Steve Allen from the IBCA up here with us as we are watching the Piasaw Birds work their offense. To Gallagher at the head of the key. She's got Bullion cutting backside. She's not open. She'll give off to Smith. To Durham for three, and the lead will not go. Fighting for the rebound. It's up, and it's no good by Smith. Then Bullion comes up with the rebound. She'll go to the free throw line as she was hacked in the act. Steve, you remember the days when girls basketball first started. It's come a long ways, hasn't it?
Leaps and bounds. It's so much better now. The girls have The fundamentals are great. The quickness is best. The only thing that's really different in my mind is they're just not able to dunk the ball.
Give them time.
And
give them time.
And some of them are, yeah.
There you go. Bullion makes both of her free throws, and the Piesaw Birds take a 19-17 lead. You and Gary Jr. and I spent a lot of days up on the ISU campus working those basketball camps. Seems like light years ago, doesn't it?
It is light years ago. Bob Donnewald was running that.
That's when he was still at ISU, right?
We had a great time.
Yep. With the ball is Jill Staten. She wants to drive into the lane. As she crossed over, she patted the ball with both hands. Turnover number four. That's one thing that's been impressive about this game. Only four turnovers on each team as we have 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Riley Smith brings the ball down on the dribble. She tries to get the ball inside to Hopkins, and Hopkins traveled as she was trying to toss the ball back out to Gallagher. Feet shuffled, lost control, lost her balance, lost the ball. So with 7:04 to go here in the third quarter, the Cavaliers will get the ball back. Decked out in their white uniforms with the blue numerals, the red and blue trim, they're heading from right to left as we look down on the action, or to the east end of the gym. Staten spins into the lane, kicks the ball out for Stewart. Her shot's up and no good. Piesaw Birds come away with the rebound. Durham is forcing the action. She'll get it over to Bullion for three. It goes around and out. Gallagher comes up with the rebound, and she evidently poked Reels in the eye. Reels is in trouble. Smith has the ball. She's holding the ball to allow the referees to give her a timeout. Good play there by Riley Smith, knowing that that gal needs attention. Coach Deneve comes out. I saw on the rebound, I think there was an inadvertent finger that caught her in the eye. I don't know if she has contacts, but she's going to come out of the game, and Elise Baker will re-enter the lineup. And we get everything settled. Coach Young's over there checking to see if Gracie's all right. And I think she's finally decided that the fright of the matter is settled. She'll be fine. Smith with the ball between the circles as we approach the 6:25 mark. Hopkins sets a screen. Boyden gets the ball in the corner to Gallagher. Thought about a three. Instead, she'll go to Durham. Lead pass into Hopkins. Sees sandwich front and back. Pass comes out. Gallagher is able to save it for the Piesaw Birds. Riley Smith will bring it out on the dribble between the circles. She'll take it over to the left side. Free throw line extended. Leads Hopkins to the basket. To the glass for two. Corey Hopkins, just the way you taught it, right, Coach?
I'm impressed with her. She's as good a post person at this level, boy or girl, as I've seen all year.
Coach Deneve needs a timeout as his team has fallen behind 21-17. 5:56 to go here in the third quarter. We'll keep it right here. And, Steve, as you said, we have been honoring some different teams. I think earlier this year, didn't they honor the Hillsboro basketball boys basketball program?
Yes. We've also gone throughout the state and honored any school that has 1,500 or more victories for boys. We actually last week honored our fourth girls team to reach 1,000. That was Carthage Illini West. So shows you that the girls game's come a long way.
Well, and you stop and think that the girls game just started, what, in the 70s?
This is one of the oldest tournaments that we found. And
yeah.
I think the Carrollton tournament might be the oldest
yes.
that we found. So,
I think
yes. It's been real fun to go do this all winter. So,
and, of course, the good thing about it, I know I was there the night they honored Hillsboro, was seeing all of the former great coaches from those schools. Now the Cavaliers will have the ball with 5:50 to go here in the third quarter, trailing 21-17. Deneve gets the ball into Baker. Baker is going to be fouled by Gallagher, who didn't like the call. She jumps up and down. I used to do that when I threw a tantrum, and usually I got the back of somebody's hand upside my head. But in any event, it worked out that the Cavaliers will get the ball back as Gallagher picks up her second. Driving into the basket, no good. Baker's shot is no good. The offensive rebound by the Cavaliers, they'll still maintain the ball. Sturt for three, bottom of the net. If you just stay with it, good things will happen. Corinne Stewart with her second three. Back the other way, Bullion tries to match it. Her shot comes up short. 21-20, Birds with a one-point lead as we approach the five-minute mark. Stewart will bring it down on the dribble. Cavaliers with an opportunity to take the lead right here. It'll be Steele with the ball between the circles. She'll head over to the right side. She'll leave it there for Staten. Staten will now come up between the circles, and they'll set a double stack high post. That leaves the lane wide open. Shots up and no good. They'll fight for the rebound. Durham looked like she had it. Now they're going to call jump ball, and the arrow will favor the Cavaliers. Paisaw Birds having a tough time getting the ball out of that end of the floor, aren't they? Rios re-enters the lineup, and that's a good sign in itself. Gracie will replace Sarah Denis with 4:52 to go here in the third quarter. Cavaliers trailing by one will inbound at the free throw line extended over on the left side. The ball will come in to Stewart. Stewart will take the ball up on the dribble. Now she'll pick it up and swing it over to the other side to Seal. Seal to Reels. Reels will come back up between the circles and be the point guard. Now she wants to drive into the lane. Got a screen from Baker. Stops, pops, comes up short. Hopkins comes up with the rebound. She gets the ball out to Durham. Stewart almost had a steal. Long pass to Bullion. Nothing there, so she'll hold up. Josie will bring the ball back up top and give it off to Durham. To Smith. Riley Smith with 4:20 to go. Over to Durham on the left side. Back up top to Smith. Gallagher sitting a high post on one elbow. Hopkins on the other elbow. It goes to Durham. Swing it back to a Bullion. Bullion goes inside to Hopkins. She'll swing it back out to Durham. She mishandled the ball, but finally gains control. She'll dish it off to Smith as we hit the halfway mark of quarter number three. 21-20, Paisaw Birds by one. Hopkins with the ball being guarded by Reels. Takes it over on the wing, back door to Bullion. Her shot's blocked. Coming up with a rebound, it's a loose ball, and it's Staten who pulls it out of there, and the Cavaliers head back the other way. Paisaw Birds had a couple of good opportunities, couldn't get a shot to drop. Now the other way, they'll take and give it off to Reels, who'll fire for three. Comes up short, goes off Baker right into the hands of Durham. Paisaw Birds head back the other way. Riley Smith gives off to Bullion. Her left-hand layup, her right-hand layup is good. Josie Bullion got ahead of the pack, picked up her fourth point of the game of the quarter, her ninth point of the game. Paisaw Birds lead by three. 23-20 as we hit the 3:15 mark. Inside they'll go to Stewart. She'll dish it off to Staten. Staten at the free throw line extended. Pop, she comes up short. Fighting for the rebound. I'm not sure who it went off of, but they're going to keep it here, I believe. It'll remain Cavaliers ball as Sarah Deneve will re-enter the lineup, and Jill Staten will get a well-deserved rest. Aaron Seal will inbound down in the corner. Addie Green will enter the Paisaw Bird lineup, and she will replace Morgan Durham. 3:04 showing on the third quarter clock. 23-20, Paisaw Birds with the lead, Cavies with the ball. Trying to get the ball to Baker inside. It's tipped off of her, but into the hands of Seal. Seal's over on the left side, thought about a three. She's covered up. She'll give the ball to Baker, now off to Stewart for a three. Off the glass and in. Stewart picks up her third tray of the day. Give her 10 points. Knots this one up at 23. 2:45 and counting for the third quarter. Smith up top to Hopkins. In they'll go to Gallagher. Her turnaround jumper is good. Annie Gallagher with her fourth point of the game gives the Paisaw Birds the lead back, and we have a timeout on the floor, as I think the official was afraid there was some moisture, and he wants to get that cleaned up. Steve, I know that you need to go and get set up for this, so we're going to let you turn you free. We'll let Tim Mize come back in on the microphones if that's okay, and we look forward to hearing from you guys in between games on the IBCA presentation.
Gary, thank you.
Have a good one, buddy. And so the Cavaliers will inbound as it'll be Sarah Deneve, getting the ball in to Reels. Reels off to Staten. Her shot rolls off, but she's going to be fouled and go to the free throw line.
They might actually get to 30 tonight, Gary.
There you go. Riley Smith will pick up her first foul of the game, and to the free throw line will go Jill Staten to shoot two. She's got 6 points on the night. Make it seven. That one rattled around and finally went down. It's a one-point game, 25-24. Paisaw Birds with a one-point lead. Staten to try for the tie. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She can't buy it as that one kicked out of the rim. Green comes away with the rebound. Green gives it to Hopkins. Hopkins tries to drive. She's going to be shut off there by Staten. Almost lost it. Green's able to save it. Back up top it goes to Smith as we hit the two-minute mark of the third quarter. To Hopkins at the elbow. Over to Gallagher on the other elbow. Hopkins cutting through. She's not open. Green for three. Bottom of the net. That's the first time we've heard from Eddie Green tonight. Those 3 points give the Piesaw Birds a four-point lead. 28-24, Stewart with the ball. Long skip pass to Reels. Reels looking to find Staten on the baseline right side. Staten wanted a drive, but Smith had her sealed off. So Jill will bring the ball out on the dribble. She'll back it out at 130. Now she'll re-penetrate, give it off to Stewart. 4-3, off the iron, no good. Gallagher with the rebound. Dishes off to Green. Piesaw Birds start coming the other way. They're heading from left to right, or to the west end, right down below us here in the third quarter. 118 showing on the clock. Smith being guarded by Reels, gets a screen from Gallagher, goes over in the corner to Bullion, almost lost it, regained control, gets the ball into Hopkins. She's double-teamed, she's triple-teamed, she's got four Cavaliers on her. She gets rid of the ball. That was a good move.
Someone should be open, Gary.
Down to the final minute of the third quarter we go as Riley Smith has the ball between the circles. Off to Green she goes, to Bullion. Bullion goes into Hopkins. Hopkins goes into traffic. There's going to be a blocking foul called on the Cavaliers. Take your pick. There were two or three of them there, but they're doing a good job of collapsing on that low post. Foul will go against Haley Wills. That will be her second team foul against the Cavaliers here in the second half. Bullion will bring it in. She'll get the ball in. I don't know if that referee saw that one or not, but he said that Bullion was not in bounds as the ball was tipped back to her.
She wasn't.
And therefore, the ball will go over to the Cavaliers. With 48 seconds to go, they'll bring the ball down, trailing by four. Staten with the ball, swings it over to Seal. Seal to Deneve. Deneve thought about a three and then decides she'll give the ball to Reels. Reels is following a moving screen there as Seal didn't know she was behind her. She was trying to cut through the lane. Now Reels going to go baseline. She'll force the action, and even though she knocks the gal over, the foul's going to be called.
Did we just get a technical foul?
I believe Green's going to get the technical foul. They're going to call him in here and see what happened. The referees are going to talk it over. That's always a good sign. It looked like Reels was driving to the basket, and Green did not get set. That's what I saw, and I've got an old set of eyes.
After the initial foul, Gracie kind of got her feet tangled up and stumbled backwards. I don't know if she got pushed after the fact by Green. I'm not sure if Green said something.
Green is going to get a technical foul, I believe.
And that could be a big, big play in the ball game, Gary. Well, 27 seconds for the third quarter, up four at the time of the tee.
Green is going to get a foul, and Deneve will shoot. No, there will not be a shot on that. Deneve will shoot the technicals, as Green got a foul and a technical foul, giving her three for the game. Deneve's free throw makes it 28-25. She's shooting the technical fouls, as Reels was the one who was fouled on the play, but it was a non-shooting foul. Deneve with a second technical free throw, it rolls in as well.
She got the hometown bounce there, Gary.
Got that right. As she hits two for two, Sarah now has 4 points, and the Cavaliers have moved to within two. They will also get the ball out following the technical, so with 27 seconds to go, they could go from four down to tie or take the lead here in the final 20 seconds. Deneve wanted to roll into the lane. It wasn't there, so she'll kick the ball back out top to Staten. Staten will bring it over on a dribble and go back to the right wing. Deneve is in the corner. That opens it up for Staten. Now Reels for a 10-foot jumper, and it's good. Gracie Reels with her first 2 points of the game. Couldn't come at a better time. We were tied at 17 at half. We're tied 28-28 after three. Don't go away. Fourth quarter action coming your way on WSMI. Fourth quarter action underway, and we have not proven a thing except that we have two outstanding, evenly matched teams who are tied at 28. Now there is some discussion with Coach Woolley and the one referee. While he's having that discussion, we'll go ahead and start play as the Piesaw Birds will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Into Green it goes. Green was tripped going to the basket, and there was no foul called there. She was forcing her way to the basket and simply tripped over somebody's feet. Turnover for the Piesaw Birds. Their sixth gives the ball back to the Cavaliers as we're tied at 28. They will take the ball over to Reels. Reels, who had the 2 points that were a big two earlier in the third quarter to tie things up. Now it's Deneve with the ball. Deneve has the ball taken away as it's going to be a jump ball called. The arrow will favor the Cavaliers, so it will not go down as a turnover, but the Piesaw Birds will get the arrow to turn their way. 7:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Jill Staten to inbound. She'll do so right in front of the Cavalier bench. She'll get the ball in to Aaron Seal. Seal will give the ball back to Staten. Staten spins and goes down the lane against Green. She goes off the glass and good as Jill Staten does a nice spin move to the hole, gives the Cavaliers a 30-28 lead. Smith with the ball, takes the dribble over to the left side. She gets the ball off to Hopkins. Hopkins almost lost it to Reels. They'll go to the corner to Green. Green loses the ball. They'll fight for it. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Southwestern. They have come down with two quick turnovers. And now Coach Woolley is going to get teed up as the referee didn't like what he said or how he said it. In any event, Woolley picks up the technical. And with 7:02 to go, 30-28, the Cavaliers have a 2-point lead. And Coach Woolley is going to have to be seated for the rest of the night, I do believe, as Sarah Deneve will go to the free throw line to shoot the two technical free throws. She made a couple there in the third quarter. She'll get a couple more here. Cavaliers leading by two. That one goes off the iron, no good. Sarah will get another one. She wipes the sweat off her hands, takes the three or four dribbles, bends those knees, eyes it, tries it, and buys it. The lead is three, 31-28, Carlinville with the lead. They'll get the ball following the technical. Two technicals on the Piesaw Birds tonight, one against Addie Green, one against Coach Woolley. It is a 3-point lead and the ball for Carlinville. As Stewart brings the ball down, she'll go over to Reels. Reels will drive into the lane. Up, shot is short. Hopkins comes away with the rebound. Hopkins to Bullion. Bullion had to turn around, do a 360 to get control of that. And it goes out of bounds. And the Piesaw Birds have had the wheels come off as they have three consecutive turnovers. They trail by three with 6:40 to go as Stewart brings the ball down the floor. Stewart sends it over on the left wing to Seal. Aaron takes the ball up between the circles and gives it off to Staten. Staten wants to drive. It's closed off, so she'll give it to Deneve. Deneve is going to pop for three. It's offline. Coming up with the rebound is Hopkins, who gets it off to Smith. Smith leads the action. The numbers aren't there, so she'll pull it out. She'll go up between the circles and set the offense. 31-28, Carlinville with the lead. Southwestern with the ball. To Gallagher, to Smith. Smith up top to Bullion. Thought about a three. It wasn't there. She'll pull back on the dribble and reset. She's being guarded by Aaron Seal and goes on the dribble over to the right side and then leaves it for Riley Smith. Smith back to Bullion. Bullion with 5-5-5 showing on the clock. Tries to force it into Smith. Foul going to be called on the Cavaliers as they converge on Smith. This foul will go on Jill Staten. That will be her third, a non-shooting foul. And so the Piesaw Birds will inbound under their own basket. Gallagher cuts through, off to Smith. Thought about a three, wasn't there. Staten had her covered up. She'll bring it back out on the dribble between the circles and set up a double high post offense. A blocking foul going to be called against the Cavaliers again, as this one is going to go against Staten. Be careful now, Jill. That is her fourth foul. She's probably going to have a seat here with 5:42 to go, as yes, it will be Elise Baker coming into the Cavalier lineup. Still 31-28, still a 3-point lead for the Cavaliers. The Paisaw Birds working on the offense. Gallagher setting a screen up high. They try to get the ball inside to Hopkins, and the reach-in foul going to be called against Deneve on Sarah. That will be her first. On the Cavaliers, that'll be team foul number 5. So Southwestern will inbound under their own basket, still trailing by 3. They had 28 points at the end of the third quarter. We played 2.5 minutes, and they still have 28 points. Gallagher with a jumper off the iron, no good. Gallagher gets her own rebound. Second shot won't go. Hopkins has the rebound. The Cavaliers converge. It's a jump ball, the arrow favoring Southwestern. Paisaw Birds ball with 5:20 to go. They still trail by 3. Carlinville has a bucket and a free throw in the third quarter, or in the fourth quarter, excuse me. Paisaw Birds have yet to score in quarter number 4. Aggressive defense by Aaron Seal, and she's going to get caught on the reach in. Seal's going to pick up her 3rd. 16 foul against CHS. So the Paisaw Birds will inbound, and then it will be bonus time for the Paisaw Birds. Southwestern has committed 5 fouls on the evening, so the Cavaliers are still a couple of fouls away from going to the bonus line. Smith will bring the ball inbounds. Get it down to Hopkins. Hopkins has a 3, but she doesn't take it. They'll reverse to Smith, being guarded by Reels. To the top, Green, and it was very obvious. She had her feet motoring before she could put the ball to the floor. 4 turnovers on the Paisaw Birds, all here in the fourth quarter. With 4:58 to go, they are scoreless in quarter number 4 and still trail by 3, 31-28. They're their own worst enemy with the turnovers here in the fourth quarter. Reels with the ball, swings it over on the right wing to Stewart. Stewart wants to drive into the lane, bounce pass to Baker. Her shot's up and good. Elise Baker with only her 2nd bucket of the night, but it comes at a big time, giving the Cavaliers a 5-point lead with 4:30 to go. Now Smith has the ball poked away by Reels. She gets the ball back, gives it off to Gallagher. Gallagher gives it back to Smith to Bullion in the corner. Up top it'll go to Smith. She'll swing back around to the opposite side. Gallagher wanting to set a screen there. Smith being guarded by Reels. Reels bumps her. No foul call. Pass deflected. Goes off the hands of Bullion. And the Paisaw Birds have yet another turnover. Steve Woolley says, I can't take this. 4:09 to go, fourth quarter. 33-28. Cavaliers with the lead. Coach Woolley and the Birds need a timeout. We'll take a timeout, too. You're listening to WSMI. Well, the Paisaw Birds, who had committed but 4 turnovers in the first half, have committed 4 turnovers in the last 4 minutes and find themselves on the short end of a 33-28 score to the defending champions, the Carlinville Cavaliers. They're 4 minutes away from picking up yet another county championship. It would be their 10th county title of the year. Smith is guarding Aaron Seal on the dribble. Seal gives the ball off to Stewart. Cavaliers can be a little bit more patient now and go into the hole, and then if it's not there, bring it back up top. They'll spin down. Reels is going to try the 10-foot jumper. It won't go. Green comes up with the rebound. Reels going to get caught on the reach in. On Gracie, that will be her 3rd. It will be the 7th team foul on the Cavaliers, so they'll walk to the other end of the floor, and Addie Green, with 3 points to her credit tonight, will shoot the 1-1. 3:37 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Green is shooting the 1-1. Morgan Durham is set to come in to replace her if she makes the free throws. Addie's 1st one is up, and it's good. That draws the Paisaw Birds to within 4, 33-29. Elise Baker's going to have a seat. Jill Staten with those 4 fouls is going to come back in. Green will shoot the 2nd free throw. If she makes it, Durham will replace her in the lineup. She eyes it. She tries it. She can't buy it as it goes off the iron and out of bounds. So by letting it go out of bounds, the Cavaliers will inbound it, but Morgan Durham will replace Addie Green in the Southwestern lineup. Paisaw Birds will go into full court pressure now as they trail by 4 with 3:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Staten gets the ball into Deneve. Deneve brings the ball down on the dribble. Nobody picked her up. Seal now has the ball. She'll go over to the right wing. Guarded by Stewart. Stewart's going to back it out. 3:20 and counting. Cavaliers are content to let the clock run a little bit. As Stewart picks up the dribble and gives it to Deneve. Deneve between the circles. Looks for Reels over on the wing. She'll dish it off to Gracie. Gracie will, no, she doesn't give the ball to her. Instead, she'll pass up on the first pass and give it off to Seal. Seal's picked up the dribble, and she'll get the ball off to Stewart. Stewart now dribbling from left to right across the head of the key. She'll kick it out on the wing to Staten. Staten wanted that three. Then she decided, maybe I should let that clock run. It does, down inside 3 minutes. We're down to 2:50 now, and going to be a holding call called against the Paisaw Birds. That will only be their sixth team foul. This will go against Riley Smith. I say that will be the sixth team foul on the Paisaw Birds. So both teams in the bonus now. As Denise, with 2:45 to go, she'll dribble it out and give the ball off to Stewart. Corn dribbles left. And now she comes back, dribbles right. Now she'll dribble down the left side. She'll pull it back out, being guarded by Durham. They'll chase her around and give the ball off to Reels. Reels being guarded by Hopkins. She'll work a little dribble drive off the wing because she'll come from left to right. And then Hopkins going to get called for a pushing foul for Corey. That'll be personal foul number 3. It'll stop the clock. It'll send Aaron Seal to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Aaron on the night has 3 points. Before she shoots the free throw, we'll have a timeout on the floor. 2:25 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Free throws for Carlinville when we come back, and they lead 33-29. You're listening to WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back the studio following the timeout. Aaron Seal to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. This one goes off the rim. Durham comes away with the rebound. Paisaw Birds trailing by 4, bring the ball down the floor as it is 33-29 with 2:15 to go. Smith going to spot up for 3. Bottom of the net. Riley Smith with her first 3 of the day makes this a 1-point game. 33-32, Carlinville with the lead and the ball. Staten going to drive down the lane. She finds an opening. She takes it to the hole, and it's good. Jill Staten picks up her 11th point of the game. Found the left side of the lane open. She went all the way down uncontested. 35-32, Carlinville with the lead. Southwestern with the ball. Bullion kicks it out to Gallagher. Gallagher to Smith. Smith on the drive. Staten guarding her. She gets it off to Gallagher. Gallagher with one dribble gets it off to Bullion. The Cavaliers doing a good job of getting out in the faces of the Paisaw Birds so that the three-point shot is not there. Paisaw Birds trail by 3. Durham for 3. Off the glass and in. Morgan Durham with her first points of the game hits a 3 off the backboard. And with 1:15 to go, we're not at 35-35. Coach Deneve says, just settle down, gals. Let's keep the ball moving. Let's keep the ball in our hands. They worked the ball quite well at the end of the last quarter. They're going to see what they can do here as we're into the final minute of regulation, not at 35-35. Coach Deneve with hands on his knees. He's in the ready position. He has Staten with the ball. Smith is guarding her. She's giving her plenty of space. Clock continuing to run down. Down to 40 seconds we go as it continues to run. Now Bullion comes over in a double team with Smith and sends Staten into the corner. Coach Deneve says, I'll take a timeout. As he takes the timeout, we will too. 33 seconds left in this one. 35-35 is our score. Cavaliers ball when we come back. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, the Cavaliers will inbound in front of the scorer's table. 33 seconds showing on the fourth quarter clock. We're knotted at 35. Pass comes in to Stewart. Stewart looking to get a screen for Staten over on the left side. It doesn't develop. So Stewart dribbling on the drive. And a foul going to be called on Durham as she gets caught reaching in. For Morgan, she'll pick up her second. With 20 seconds to go, that will be team foul number 8 on the Paisaw Birds. So it will be Corin Sturt to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Corin on the night, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. She has 10 points. Number 11 would be big. Off the iron, it's no good. Piesaw Birds come away with the rebound, and they'll call a timeout with 17 seconds to go. So now it is the Piesaw Birds with the ball and an opportunity to perhaps win the county championship. We'll take a quick break. Be back after this one message on WSMI. Each team has scored 7 points in the fourth quarter. Piesaw Birds have a pair of threes and one for two free throws. The Cavaliers have 3 two-pointers and 1 for 4 from the free throw line. As we reset, the Piesaw Birds will have the ball following the timeout with 17.6 seconds showing on the fourth quarter clock. Both teams are in the bonus as the Piesaw Birds will have to come the length of the floor. The Cavaliers break the huddle as it'll be Stewart and Seal and Staten and Reels and Denee, the starters there. Hopkins will inbound for the Piesaw Birds. Smith is back there. No, they're going to let Green inbound. Smith is back there with Hopkins as Green inbounds. Bullion is over here on the free throw line extended on the near side. Gallagher at the high post. Piesaw Birds will walk it down the floor as we head down to 14, 13, 12, 11. Now 10 seconds. Green with the ball. Gives it back up top to Smith. Skips it over to Bullion. Bullion with 5 seconds to go. Will the Piesaw Birds even get a shot off? Timeout called by Coach Woolley with 2.2 seconds to go. The Piesaw Birds will inbound at the head of the key extended over on the sideline. 2.2 seconds to go, 35-35. Will they score? Will we go four more? Or will the Cavaliers make a steal and strike last? We shall see as the timeout is over and we're tied 35-35. Piesaw Birds took their last timeout with 17 seconds to go. 15 seconds they were unable to get a shot off. Now they have 2.2 seconds to try to get a shot off. Second horn blows, timeout is over. Piesaw Birds break the huddle. Cavaliers break the huddle. Gallagher sets up at a high post. Hopkins sets up at a low post. Green will inbound. Hopkins as at the side of the lane. Gallagher is setting up high. Smith looks like she wants to come across and get the ball. Gallagher should get the inbounds pass, it would appear. They're going to give the ball. Well, who are they going to throw it to? To Smith. She's done a pass. The shot is not going to count as we're going to go overtime. Knotted at 35-35. The Piesaw Birds tried to get two passes off. That shot would not have counted even if it had gone. So we're going four more minutes, and the Piesaw Birds and the Cavaliers are knotted at 35. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. 4 more minutes put on the clock. Hopkins and Staten set to jump the ball as we're knotted at 35. Staten smiles and says, good luck. Hopkins says the same as the Piesaw Birds get the tip. They'll bring it down. Will Riley Smith over on the left side. She's being guarded by Staten into the corner to Bullion. They'll go into Hopkins. She'll spin in the lane, up and off the glass. No good. Gallagher with a putback. It's no good. Ball's on the floor, fighting for the ball. It is jump ball. Arrow favors Carlinville as Southwestern won the tip. And so the Cavaliers now with 3:39 will have the ball. Green out, Durham in for the Piesaw Birds. Staten to inbound, giving it off to Stewart, who will walk the ball up the floor. Deneve and Reels stacked at a high post between the free throw line and the head of the key. Staten drives, gives off to Stewart. She'll stop and pop the elbow, comes up short. Reels comes up with the rebound. Her shot is good, and she is fouled and will go to the free throw line. The Piesaw Birds so intent on blocking out, nobody went to get the ball. Durham is going to pick up her second foul. Reels is going to get the bucket and one. Free throws up. No good. So the Piesaw Birds, trailing by two, will bring the ball down the floor. Off to Smith it goes. Smith will set up between the circles. She has Hopkins and Gallagher's high post. She'll go down the lane, and she will take three steps before she takes the ball to the hole. Turnover number 11 on the Paisaw Birds. That was an easy one. I could have made that call up here. And so now the Cavaliers can work that clock. With 3 minutes to go, they have the ball and a two-point lead. With the ball over on the wing is Erin Seal. She tries to go in the lane. The ball is knocked off a foot. Now it is Reels who drives to the basket, and she'll draw yet another foul. Gracie Reels attacks the basket, and good things happen when you head to the hole. This foul is going to go on Hopkins. That will be her fourth. Reels to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's up. First one's good. Gracie Reels, who missed a free throw there just a second ago, makes this one. She has 3 points, and the Cavaliers lead by those three with 2:55 to go. She'll get another one. She eyes a second, tries a second. It comes up short. Gallagher comes up with a rebound, and the Paisaw Birds, trailing 38-35, will bring the ball down. 2:45 showing on the overtime clock. Off it goes to Durham. Durham to Hopkins. Hopkins at the head of the key, waiting for Gallagher to come out. She finally gets there. Bullion cuts across the lane. She's not open. Smith gets the ball, being guarded by State. Picks it up after one dribble, gives it to Hopkins, then gets it back. 2.5 to go. Cavaliers still leading by three. Durham looking inside for Gallagher. It's not there. To Bullion, thought about a three. Instead, she'll go to Hopkins. Off to Smith. Smith's going to drop it in for Hopkins. Up and good. The give and go worked to perfection as Corey Hopkins picks up the two, makes it a one-point game. 38-37, Cavies with the lead, Cavies with the ball. Staten holding the ball out there with a dribble between the circles. Taking her time. Inside 2 minutes we go. 38-37, Cavaliers with the lead and the ball. Reels, now she'll take the ball on the dribble and she'll go out between the circles. They've spread everything out. Nobody is in the lane for the Cavaliers. It's open for the drive. Now Staten decides she's going to walk across, and she'll post up over on the low post. Now she'll kick out to the wing. Durham goes with her, and she'll cut back door. Durham goes with her again. Reel says, that's okay, 90 seconds to go. I'll just keep on dribbling. She gets a screen from Stewart. Reel's going to try to go around the left side. Now she'll spin back. It's closed off by Durham. She's knocked to the ground. Reels to the hole, and it's good. Gracie Reels backed her way into the basket, did the roll dribble, got to the hole. She has 5 points, and the Cavaliers lead by three, 40-37. Smith on the dribble. Timeout called by Steve Woolley. 1:08 showing on the overtime clock. In overtime, it has been the Gracie Reels show as she has scored 5 points. Hopkins has answered with two for the Paisaw Birds, but the Cavaliers lead by three. With 1:08 to go, timeout on the floor. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI. A jam-packed Staunton High School gym. This is Macoupin County basketball at its best. The Paisaw Birds head into the final minute, trailing by three. It goes to Gallagher. She'll pump a three. It's an air ball. Comes up short. Goes out of bounds. Cavaliers will get the ball back. 40-37, CHS with the lead. Keith comes into the ball game. That's Whitney Keith, the 5'5 sophomore. She will replace Gallagher in the Paisaw Bird lineup. 46 seconds to go, 40-37. Carlinville with the lead. Jill Staten brings it down on a dribble. It has been the Gracie Reels show here in the overtime as she has 5 points. Now Staten is fouled as she picked up her dribble and thought there might have been a travel there, but she was bumped first. That's why she moved her feet. Foul will go against the Paisaw Birds, and it'll be on Josie Bullion, who'll pick up her third. To the free throw line will go Jill Staten. She's 3-for-4 from the charity stripe tonight. Cavaliers in the double bonus, so Staten will get two. She'll spin that ball, take two or three dribbles. Eyes it, tries it, can't buy it. Caught back iron. The Cavaliers have made two free throws in the fourth quarter and the overtime. And Staten makes the second one. making it a four-point game. With 20 seconds to go, Piceaw Birds trail by two possessions. Off to Whitney it goes. Inside it'll go. Skip pass is too weak. Turnover number 12. And with 15 seconds to go, the Cavaliers look like they're going to go on to victory here, as it's going to be a quickly called timeout by Coach Darren Deneve. 41-37, Carlinville with the lead. Coach Deneve on one knee as his girls seated now, as they'll take the timeout and plot the strategy to hang on to this 41-37 lead, as they have nine county titles in their pocket looking for number 10, and it is well within reach now with but 12.7 seconds to go. The one thing that the Cavaliers have that is not in their favor is that in the fourth quarter and the overtime, they have made three free throws. They have missed six. So they're 3 for 9 from the free throw line, and the Piceaw Birds with 12.7 seconds to go, they have to try for a quick steal, and if they don't get that steal, they must foul. It is a four-point deficit for the green and gold. Coach Deneve, final instructions. Ladies, keep your cool. Ladies, this game belongs to you. Ladies, do what you know how to do. And so they will inbound in front of the scorer's table. It will be Erin Seal doing the duties. She will inbound. Staten wants the ball. No, she'll go set a screen for Stewart. Stewart will come get the ball. And Bullion trying to commit the foul, almost didn't get there in time. Instead, she'll finally get personal foul number 4. To the free throw line will go Corinne Stewart. Stewart has 10 points on the night, 3 threes, and she's 1 for 3 from the free throw line. She will shoot 2 here. She'll eye the first, try the first, can't buy the first. 10.8 seconds showing on the clock. All of the other Cavaliers are back down here on the defensive end as the lefty eyes it, tries it, and buys it. That makes it a 5-point lead. Green is going to tee up a 3 off the iron. No good. Comes down. Deneve has it, and Keith is going to commit the foul on Whitney. That will be her first. They'll walk to the other end of the floor. This huge crowd standing, giving the Cavaliers an ovation. But hey, wait, folks, we're not done yet, because following this game, we will have the boys' championship game coming your way. Tim Mize will have all the exciting call as Deneve eyes the first, tries the first, can't buy the first. She'll get another one. 2.8 seconds. Deneve's second free throw. Eyes it, tries it, and buys it. That will probably set our final scores. The Piceaw Birds will throw it inbounds and throw it away. And the Cavaliers, the defending Macoupin County champions, will win again in 2020 as they defeat the Piceaw Birds 43-37. We're going to keep it right here for the presentation of the trophy as the girls form that line, congratulate each other. A very well-played game indeed. But the Piceaw Birds were outscored 8-2 in that overtime, and they lose this one 43-37.
We're standing here courtside waiting for the official presentation and announcements of the trophy presentation and the all-tournament teams after Carlinville wins it in overtime, a thrilling championship game, 43-37.
At this time, we'd like to have the captains of the Southwestern Lady Piceaw Birds come out to accept the Macoupin County runner-up trophy for a wonderful performance in this tournament. And now, if I can get the captains of the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers to grab their county championship flag. Thanks again to both teams for a wonderful game. At this time, we will also announce the all-tournament team for the Macoupin County Tournament 2020. In the first spot from Southwestern High School, Corey Hopkins. Next from Southwestern High School, Riley Smith. From Carlinville High School, Gracie Reels. From Southwestern High School, Josie Bullion. And there was a tie for the fifth spot between Staunton's Holly McCaskey and Gillespie's Mackenzie Mix. Congratulations to our girls 2020 All Macoubin County Tournament Team.
And so we have the All Tournament Team, Corey Hopkins from Southwestern, Riley Smith from Southwestern, Gracie Reels from Carlinville, Josie Bullion from Southwestern, and a tie for the fifth spot, Holly Bakeski of Staunton and Mackenzie Mix from Gillespie. We'll take it at this time back down. Let's see if Tim Mize is ready for us.
Gary Booker, thank you very much. This is the Carlinville Cavaliers, our county champs for the second straight year. And we're just about set for the special presentation by the IBCA here to recognize the Macoubin County Tournament. We'll have Hall of Famer Jim Lopka on the floor, T.J. Wilson of North Mac, and Steve Woolley of Southwestern, three of the most successful and winningest coaches in the history of the Macoubin County Tournament. Coach Lopka's eight county titles are the most on the boys' side. T.J. Wilson can tie Coach Lopka with his eighth championship here tonight. Lou Stivers has eight, five boys, three girls. So that is the mark in Macoubin County. We'll see if T.J. Wilson can get it done tonight. Of course, Steve Woolley, with the crushing overtime loss, he's still stuck on 12 Macoubin County titles for the Southwestern Piasaw Birds. What an absolute thrilling championship game in overtime. Carlinville gets it done over Southwestern, and they go back-to-back here at the Macoubin County Tournament. And the North Mac boys, they'll be going for the three-peat here tonight. No boys team has won three straight county tournaments since Southwestern back in 1988, 89, and 1990. It'll be the Panthers and the host Bulldogs for the boys' championship coming up next here on WSMI FM 106 and, of course, online at WSMIRadio.com. If the boys' game is half as good as the girls' game, Gary Booker, then we're going to have a heck of a ball game coming up next.
Yes, indeed. We knew going in that these two teams, outstanding, they were going to do it tooth and nail. And credit Gracie Reels as she came up with five of her 7 points in the overtime. Looking at the individual scoring for the Piasaw Birds, 12 points for Corey Hopkins, 9 points for Josie Bullion, 5 points for Riley Smith, 4 points for Annie Gallagher, 4 points for Addie Green, and 3 points for Morgan Durham. For the Cavaliers, victorious, the Jill Staten led the way with 12 points. Then it was Corin Sturt with 11, 7 points for Gracie Reels, 6 points for Sarah Deneve, 4 points for Elise Baker, and 3 points for Aaron Seal. Quarters of 4, 13, 11, 7, 2 points in the overtime for the Piasaw Birds. For the Carlinville Cavaliers, 7 points in the first quarter, 10 points in the second quarter, 11 in the third, 7 in the fourth, but a big 8 points, as we said, led by Gracie Reels, 5 points in the fourth quarter. We'll go back to
Jerry
Tim Booker, Mize.
Thank you very much. Getting the presentation in order down here on the floor. We are just about set as they're going to bring the three Macoubin County coaches out to midcourt right now for the special IBCA presentation of the 102nd Macoubin County Tournament.
If you would direct your attention to midcourt, representing the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association is Steve Allen, a member of the IBCA Board of Directors. The IBCA represents Illinois basketball for junior high school, and collegiate levels. Annually, the IBCA honors individuals with Hall of Fame inductions and Coach of the Year selections. In addition, the Illinois Basketball Coach Association is proud to acknowledge a select few of the best organizations to help make the state of Illinois basketball what it is today. At this time, the IBCA wishes to recognize as one of three 2020 Organizations of the Year, the Macoubin County Tournament. For 102 years, the The Goober County tournament has been considered a highlight of the boys' basketball season in Central Illinois, and is just one of five tournaments in Illinois that can claim a century of great high school basketball. It is with great pleasure to present a token of our appreciation to the Goober County tournament. Accepting
the
honor are three coaches who have had and continue to have tremendous success in the county tournament. Steve Woolley of Southwestern with his 12 county tournament championships. T.J. Wilson of North Mac with his 7 championships. And Hall of Famer Jim Lofko with his 6 county championships. On Saturday, May 2nd, the IBCA will again recognize the Goober County Tournament at its annual Hall of Fame banquet held at Redbird Arena on the campus of Illinois State University. Congratulations and a huge thank you to everyone connected with the Goober County Tournament.
And now the plaque will be presented. Coach Lofko will take it in his hand. Now they'll pose for some photographs. That's a lot of W's right there with T.J. Wilson, Jim Lofko, and Steve Woolley. And a man who is quickly moving up the county championship list is Darren Deneve. And Darren, you got number 5 tonight, an OT thriller, my goodness.
Yeah, it was a typical Southwestern Carlinville game, and just lucky we came out on top. And I told the girls at the beginning of overtime that, you know, somebody's got to make a big play. And pretty early in overtime, Gracie found that offensive rebound and put it in. And, that kind of, when you have the lead in overtime and then you get the ball, it's hard to beat you. And so we ended up with the lead in the ball, and thankfully we were able to hold on.
It was just interesting for me, Darren. I was sitting behind your bench waiting down here for the presentation. And so one of those last timeouts towards the end of regulation, I thought your approach in the huddle was fantastic. You had a big smile on your face, and you basically told the girls, hey, let's relax and have some fun.
Well, you know, it's high school sports. You know, that's the whole idea, right? It's supposed to be fun, but it's the kind of fun that we talk about where, you know, you want that feeling of satisfaction you get of a job well done with working with other people. And so that's what high school athletics is all about. And in those kinds of moments, for whatever reason, that's what I think about. And so I'm glad that the girls came through.
5 county titles in 14 years for you, Darren, and we just saw the presentation about the history of this tournament. To have 5 championships in 14 years, that's a great accomplishment.
Well, I appreciate that. We've had some good players. I've had some good assistants. And, and Steve's got, whatever they said, Steve's got 12 maybe. And to be able to get 5 while he's still here is just, I can't even begin to imagine that it happened, honestly. He's just a tremendous basketball coach in every way, in terms of his teaching and fundamentals, in terms of his X's and O's, in terms of him getting those girls to play hard. He's a terrific basketball coach, and it's made me better to have to coach against him.
Well, I don't know if payback was on the mind, but you'll give him the regular season game if you take the championship trophy home, won't you?
We'll take any win we can get against the Birds. It doesn't matter what the setting is. We're just happy to get any of them.
Darren Deneve, congratulations, my friend. Darren Deneve, the head coach of the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers, Macoupin County champs here in 2020.
Thank you, Tim Mize. An outstanding interview by an outstanding coach who had an outstanding team tonight. They came in seeded number 1. They took on all opponents, and they vanquished all opponents. And in overtime, the Carlinville Cavaliers pick up their 10th county title as they defeat the Southwestern Piasaw Birds 43-37. This jam-packed crowd was treated to 1 outstanding championship game, and I have a feeling that they may be getting a 2nd outstanding championship game coming as well. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap some more of this action tonight that you've been listening to on WSMI.